Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, it is Friday, and that's my favorite day.
It is your favorite day, and you went around the office, as you often do, distracting our team from doing their work, asking them their favorite things, because you enjoy the Friday faves.
Yes. Well, I like to share with the world what our favorite things are, because sometimes it helps other people out.
Right, exactly. So, you said, what's your favorite website or app right now?
Right now. That was the theme of the questions I asked. What's your favorite blank right now?
Right. So this is what's your favorite app or website.
Yes. So, this time I did something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Moray, our cat.
Yes, you asked Moray, the cat. Moray has an opinion.
Yes, he had some interesting answers for us. But this first one, his favorite website or app right now, makes sense. He says his favorite app is My Pet ED.
Right, My Pet ED, which he says you can keep track of all the vital stats on your favorite feline or canine, he supposes. You can also include dogs in there. But he says it costs $1.99, so it is not a free app, but he does enjoy all the stats that it keeps about the health and everything of your animal.
Yeah, he bought it for himself. He has an expense account.
Yeah, so he does. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, John, he said his favorite website is by far Google. I don't know that a day goes by we don't mention Google.
Well, yeah, and we use Google constantly.
So he loves Google.
All right. Jody in design, she likes Pixlr. Is that how you say it?
Pixlr.
Pixlr Express, which is P-I-X-L-R Express.
Yeah. And I asked her what she uses that for. And she said, I like to use it before I post a picture to Instagram. So she uses the treatments in Pixlr Express first.
Oh, yeah.
Then goes to Instagram.
You know, that's what I do. I use a different program first to do different treatments. Sometimes I run it through Facebook. And all the treatments, well, first I edit it with the iPhone editor.
Yes.
And then I edit it sometimes with the Facebook editor again.
Oh my goodness.
And then I edit it sometimes in my Instagram add-on editor. And then I put it on Instagram.
And here I am over here just trying to get the perfect shot so I don't have to edit.
I know. Yeah, you don't really have to worry about that. You can just do whatever you want now. It's so easy to edit photos.
Yeah.
So hers was Pixlr Express.
Pixlr Express.
All right. And then David.
Yes, he got a little bit more techie.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Base CRM.
Yeah, that's Base, B-A-S-E, CRM.
That's right. So it's an awesome sales tool with geolocation functionality. That's what he says.
All right. Don't know what that means.
Not so
moving on to Donnie.
Yes,
Donnie says he's been using an app called Wish. And it's shopping for random things. And then, of course, he throws in Snapchat.
He also loves his Snapchat, right? So, yeah, Snapchat, of course, is, you know, you take a quick photo and you share it with everyone in your list. Those photos are called snaps.
Snaps.
And it's basically a way of chatting with only pictures.
Right. Now, you can do a short video as well.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
And final fave regarding favorite website or app right now is from Chris. And Chris really has been looking at this iPhone app, and it's also a website. He says it's called Focus at Will.
Yes, he really likes this, Focus at Will, and he says it really does help him focus during the day, which we have an open workspace.
Yes.
So sometimes it can be distracting, you know, if there's someone, you know, talking loud on the phone or a client.
Somebody playing music.
Right, exactly. So this is called Focus at Will.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, those are some of our faves of websites and apps right now.
Absolutely. So go out and have some fun this weekend. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.